Hi, this is Patrick Turnage with Florida Reading and Vision Technology. I have here to review for you today the IDMate Summit from Envision America. This is the latest version of the IDMate that's after the IDMate Omni. And if you're not familiar with what the IDMate does or with what barcode scanning is in general, let me just kind of take a step back and kind of start at the beginning. When you go to the grocery store, and you pay for an item, and they put it across that scanner on the counter, what they're doing is they're actually reading the barcode off of that box, off of that product, and they are, in their system, associating that barcode with their inventory. They know how many they have in the store. The computer decreases that inventory by one as you purchase it, and then they swipe it. And once it reaches a certain level, then that's how the person who orders replacement knows that it's time to order. So they use it primarily for inventory control. For blind people who are who are in their home or at school or at work, who need to identify products, they can using barcode technology. So a barcode is a 13-digit number that is converted into a what they call a barcode, which is a which actually looks like just a collection of lines, basically, to the naked eye. But what it really contains is that 13-digit number, which is its universal product code, or UPC. The UPC is unique to that item. Not specifically that bottle or that that specific bottle, but to that specific product. So Coke Classic will have its own UPC. But not only will it have its own UPC for Coke Classic, but it will have its own UPC for 12-ounce can, or 20-ounce bottle, or 2-liter, or 1-liter. The same with any other drink. Diet Coke has a different UPC than Coke. Okay, so we can use in the home and at school for people who are visually impaired or at work, we can use this barcode technology to identify products that really you wouldn't be able to identify without looking at them. Cans are good candidates. You can identify CD cases even. You can identify bottles, you can identify cleaning supplies, household items, anything that has one of these UPC codes, which is almost everything that you buy in the store. Now what the IDMate Summit does is it contains a database on its built-in SD card of millions and millions of products that it knows about. And it just doesn't know the name of the product. It knows who makes it, the company's contact information, ingredients, preparation instructions, descriptions from the packaging, all kinds of really, really neat and useful nutritional information. So all kinds of really neat details. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do some scanning with the barcode scanner, the IDMate Summit. We're going to describe the results. There's a mode on here for inventory mode, which for people who are in either the a vending program, if your state has one, or anybody who's in the restaurant business, or anybody needs to keep up with inventory, the IDMate Summit gives you that flexibility. Also, the IDMate Summit comes with adhesive barcodes, or you can buy barcodes that you can sew onto clothing. So, okay, if you have a black shirt or a white shirt on, you can take that IDMate Summit and scan your shirt, and you've put that adhesive barcode on, or you put that iron-on barcode on there, and you record a memo. So when I scan it, it says, it plays the memo, say white shirt or black shirt. Same thing with the shoe boxes. I've seen people do this with shoe boxes. It's really creative. The things you could do with the IDMate and barcode technology are pretty open to your imagination. So you can take that as far as you'd like. You know, I've heard people labeling documents with it. So if you're already an IDMate Omni user, first thing you're going to notice is there are a lot of similarities between the IDMate Omni and the IDMate Summit. In fact, I would go as far to say the learning curve is basically nothing if you're already an IDMate Omni user. The main reason you would want to upgrade is because the database contains more information, and this is a heck of a lot smaller than the IDMate Omni. The case looks like a miniature version. It's all miniaturized. It looks like a little brother of the IDMate Omni. So I have the same kind of case. It's a nice sturdy case. It has a belt holster on the back here. I'm going to open it, and we're going to remove the IDMate Summit. Okay, I'm going to put the case over here. Okay, so I'm holding the IDMate Summit here in my right hand, And the first thing you're going to notice is on the top, you have four buttons. You have a square button and a round button. And then to the right of that, you have an up arrow and a down arrow, which are set up as two opposite-facing triangles. And to the right of that, you have an elongated rectangle. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do is turn on the IDMate Summit here. Let me just go over a few more of its features. It's in a nice rubberized case, just like the IDMate Omni. On the left-hand side, kind of towards the bottom, I have a headphone jack so that I can listen to it personally without having to have everyone else hear it. Or if I wanted to hook up some amplified headphones, I could do that as well. On the back, I have a place for the AC adapter, and I have the power and volume wheel. On the right-hand side, I have an SD card slot. And that's really it. So let's go ahead and turn this on. Here we go.
IDMate Summit.
Two-gigabyte card.
ID mode.
Okay, so you heard a couple different things. You heard the introduction message that it was a 2-gigabyte SD card and that we're in ID mode. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the help screen here, and I'm going to actually let the IDMate Summit tell you a little bit about itself. Give me a second. I'm going to go to the different modes. I'm going to press the top of the elongated rectangle button on the top of the unit.
Inventory. Browsing, memo, system, help, okay. Help one. Introduction. IDMate Summit is the fourth generation of the world's first fully portable barcode system for the visually impaired. Using digital voice recording and text-to-speech technology, the product allows users to access a large, preloaded database of products and their descriptions. Along with this preloaded data, the user can add information on the fly by recording voice messages associated with any barcode. IDMate Summit can be used in the home, workplace, grocery, library, or classroom to identify any item. For example, with IDMate Summit you can identify cans, jars, boxes, bottles, clothing, books, playing cards and games, prescription medicines, CDs, albums, cassette tapes, computer discs, pictures, and important papers or documents. In fact, any product or item that is not easily identifiable by means of the other senses is a candidate for IDMate Summit.
Okay, so there's the help. So, didn't I just say all that? The voice on here is the Double Talk voice from RC Systems. If you aren't familiar with that voice, it's a pretty good technology. It's a pretty good text-to-speech. It's a pretty text-to-speech device. It's one of my personal favorites. Anyway, you might have seen it in the what other products is it in? It's in the it's in the Bookport from APH, I think. And I think it was in some of the Blazy Engineering stuff for a while. I still have a Double Talk LT, which is the external version of the Double Talk. And it was in Light Talk, I think, wasn't it? Anyway, those are throwbacks to a different era, I suppose. What I'm doing now is I'm going to walk into my kitchen, and we are going to do some scanning. Okay, so I'm going to run through a couple of scenarios with you here. I have my refrigerator right here. I'm going to open the refrigerator door. Okay, I have two different soft drinks in here. I have I have Cokes, and I have Sprites. And I am not sure which is which. Obviously, there are other rehabilitation techniques that you can use to obtain this information the same. What I have here, actually, is I actually have my drinks set up on different sides of the refrigerator. So these are just various techniques that you can use, if you don't have this technology. If you have this technology, it really does help you for identifying some of these things. Not so much with drinks, because I think it's a pretty simple thing to put your drinks in on different sides or on different shelves. But definitely when you start talking about spices or you start talking about things in boxes, where you don't have to be as organized. You can grab something out and scan it. And not just scan it, but get product information. So I have here Cokes and Sprites. I'm going to take them out of the refrigerator now. And let's see. Okay, here we go. All right, let's start out with one of these over here. All right, Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to ID mode.
ID mode.
Okay. ID mode is the scanning mode here. Okay, I'm going to take the can, and I'm going to hold it in front of the ID Mate Summit, and we're going to see if we can get it to recognize our barcode. Give me 1 second. Here we go. I'm just holding it here, scanning for the, there we go.
Product. Coca-Cola, Cola.
Okay.
Continued.
Now, you heard how it said continued. I'm going to press the up arrow, and we're going to see what other information the ID Mate Summit has on this single can of Coca-Cola. Now, what it's doing is accessing its database, and it's pulling the information. It's taking that 13-digit number that is it gets from the barcode, and we're going to go ahead and press the up arrow and hear what it says here.
Package size 6-12 fluid ounces, 355 milliliters, cans.
Okay, next.
Product description. Original formula.
Okay, next.
Manufacturer. The Coca-Cola Company, Atlanta, .30339800-438-2653. Ingredients. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup and or sucrose, caramel color, phosphoric acid, natural flavors, caffeine. Serving size. 1 can.
Okay, every time you hear those tones, I'm pressing my up arrow to have it continue to get tell me information.
Servings per container. 1. Calories per serving. 140. Total fat per serving. 0 grams, 0% of RDA. Sodium per serving. 50 milligrams, 2% of RDA. Carbohydrates per serving. 39 grams, 13% of RDA. Sugar per serving, 39 grams. Protein per serving, 0 grams. Product.
Okay, so we're back around to the front. To the we've wrapped around. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and scan something else. We're going to go ahead and scan. I have a can of Sprite right here. We're going to go ahead and scan that. And we'll just do, there we go.
Product. Sprite soda, lemon lime.
Okay. And
continued.
We can do the same thing.
Package size 6-12 fluid ounces. Product description. No caffeine. Low sodium. A product of the Coca-Cola Company. Manufacturer. The Coca-Cola Company, Atlanta, .30327800-438-2653. Ingredients. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, natural flavors, sodium citrate, sodium benzoate, 2% taste. Serving size. 1 can. Servings per container. 6. Calories per serving. 140. Total fat per serving. 0 grams. Sodium per serving. 70 milligrams. Carbohydrates per serving. 38 grams, 13% of RDA. Sugar per serving. 38 grams.
Okay, so those are cans. We put those back in here. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I just want to show you and give you an idea of some of the really fascinating things that the ID Mate can scan. So what I'm going to do is you're just going to hear, what you're going to hear next in the podcast, is you're just going to hear in quick succession the ID Mate doing some scanning. And then what we'll do is we'll come back and we'll go through some of the other things that it can scan individually. And we'll go through some of the ingredients and look at the product information that it has. So hang on.
Stadium Marinade Module. Product. Weiler's Flavor Bouillon Cubes Chicken. Product. Walmart Cut Green Beans. Product. Publix Grated Romano and Parmesan Cheese.
Africa. Product. Goya all-purpose seasoning, adobo with pepper. Product. Rizal carpet cleaner, spot, triple action. Product. Ajax antibacterial hand soap dish liquid, orange. Product. Old English furniture polish, lemon. Product. Windex glass cleaner with ammonia D, original. Product. Aquafina purified drinking water. Product. Isopropyl rubbing alcohol. 32 fluid ounces. Product. Bow Fresh toilet deodorizer, pleasantly scented. Product. Dial bar. Soap. Antibacterial deodorant gold. Product. Seventh generation natural all-purpose cleaner.
Okay, so that's just a wide range of things that we can scan with the ID made here. So as you can tell, the list is like virtually endless. I mean, anything that you can imagine that has a barcode that you bought in a store, in most cases, you can get information not only who makes it, the ingredients, nutritional information, but just for identification purposes. Now, there are a couple other features of the ID-Mate that I have not shown you yet. And the Summit really does allow you to explore these a little bit easier because, you know, the ID-Mate Omni is a little bit larger. It's pretty heavy. You know, it's not really heavy, but it's definitely heavier than the ID-Mate Summit. It has some features that really just put it over the top, especially if you are working in a restaurant or a vending stand or a vending cafeteria or if you have even a place where you have vending machines and you're responsible for a large amount of products. If you're totally blind, there are a few different ways where the ID-Mate can really help you. I'm just going to demonstrate for you. We're going to go back to our can of Coke and our can of Sprite. And what I'm going to show you is how you can create your own inventory right on the ID-Mate Summit. So we're going to go back to my refrigerator. I'm going to peek into the world of my refrigerator here. I'm going to open our refrigerator door and take out the can over here. And we will take out the can right here, a can of Coke. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you here. I'm going to show you how you can create an inventory of products.
Inventory.
Okay, we're in the inventory mode. Let's go ahead and scan this.
Product. Coca-Cola Cola.
Now, watch this.
One, two.
I've just scanned one can here. This is a case of Coca-Cola. So we're going to go ahead and put that in there. Now I'm pressing my up arrow to increment the amount that I have here.
25.
Oops.
24.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and say that's good. 24, yes. Okay, now on to my next case of soda. Here we go. On to my next one here. Okay, I'm incrementing up to 24 again.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 20, 24.
Okay, let's say we were gonna add other things to our inventory. How about some water? How about some water? Let's go with some Aguafina water. We have some Aguafina right here. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take the bottle out of the case here. Give me one second. Okay. All right, here's our Aquafina. We're just going to scan it real quick. Flip back into inventory mode.
Browsing. Memo. No memos in. Sys. I. Inventory.
Okay, here we go. There we go.
Product. A block line of purified drinking water.
I'm going to increment that up to, how many come in here? 16. So I'm going to go ahead and increment that into 16.
1, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to press the round button. I'm going to press OK. Okay, that's in there. What else are we going to have in our inventory? How about some, what's over here? Okay, that's it. Okay, so we have three things in our inventory here. So far we have water, Coke, and we have spray. Now, I can go into my inventory mode by pressing the rectangular key.
Browse inventory.
Now, here's what really gets cool.
Coca-Cola.
I have 24 Coca-Colas.
16 Aquafina purified drinking water. 24 Sprite soda, lemon lime.
Okay, so see? So now, I'm going to go ahead and press enter on the, let's say on the Sprite.
Press the previous and next keys, then press the record button.
Okay. So I have just placed 12 of those cans, or 8 of those cans, for example, into my put them out on display or put them in my machine. So I'm going to go ahead and decrease my inventory.
20, 20, 21, 20, 90, 80, 70, 16.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and save that now.
24 Coca-Cola.
And, let's see.
Press the previous and next keys, then press the record button.
I've put 12 of those in my machine, so I'm going to go ahead and down arrow here.
Seven,
if I get to 12.
6, 4, 30, 12.
Okay. And, Aquafina.
16, 12 Coca. 16, Sprite soda, lemon, 12 Coca.
Here we go.
Aquafina purified drinking. Press the previous and next.
And I put 6 of those in. So we're going to arrow down.
10.
Okay. So now I can go back to my my inventory browse mode here with my up and down arrow. And I can hear now what my results are.
16, Sprite soda, lemon lime. 12, Coca-Cola cola. 16, Sprite soda, lemon lime. 12 Coca-Cola cola. 16, 10 Aquafina purified drinking water.
Okay. So now I'm going to go ahead now and go back in here.
Press the previous and
I put 10 of these waters back in there.
5, 2, 1, 0. 16, 0 Aquafina purified drinking. 16, Sprite soda, lemon.
I'm going to go in here.
Press the previous. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. 12 Coca-Cola cola.
So I still have 12 of those.
0 Sprite.
I'm out
soda,
of that.
Zero,
and I'm out of my Aquafina.
12 Coca-Cola.
So we're going to go ahead and go into here.
12, 11, 10, 8.
I have 8 left. Okay. I can delete items from this database as well.
0 Sprite soda.
I don't have any more Sprites. I'm going to press the square key.
Press the erase button again to delete the following record. Record deleted.
Okay. Now I just have Aguafina and
Coca-Cola,
I just have
cola.
Coke in here. So we're going to delete that too.
Press the erase button. Record deleted. Press the erase button.
I just have Aguafina in here, so I'm going
to
go ahead and
record.
Delete that.
0 Aquafina purified drinking water. Record deleted.
Okay. So that's inventory mode and inventory browse mode in a nutshell. You could use that in the home. You could use that to keep track of, any number of things that you need to count. Okay. There are a couple other scenarios that we haven't really touched on yet. The first one is, taking a barcode that's not found and adding your own memo to it so that you know what it is. So I'm going to go ahead and show you what I'm talking about. I have here some duck and potato treats from Natural Balance. They are little squares. All right, here we go. I'm going to set this right here. All right, I'm going to scan this bag. Here we go. Listen. We're going back to ID mode now because we're done with inventory.
Item not found.
Okay, it said item
record.
Not found.
Press and hold the record button.
Natural Balance duck and potato treats bag.
Natural Balance duck and potato treats bag.
Okay. So now that we've recorded that, let me scan this bag again. Listen to it now.
Natural Balance duck and potato treats bag.
Okay, so rather than telling me item not found again, it actually described the item that I recorded. It actually plays the recording when it encounters that barcode, because it doesn't have a textual description in the database. This can be used in a number of ways. They include with the unit sticky barcodes that you can stick onto things. They also have available adhesive barcodes that you can put onto things, and barcodes that you can even iron onto shirts or clothing. So, as an example, let's say I've got a shoebox, and I put on the shoebox the barcode, and I scan it. It says item not found, of course, because it's not in the database. And I press the record button, and I say black dress shoes. Well, if I scan that box, next time I scan it, it'll say black dress shoes. Or if I have a black shirt and a white dress shirt, I can scan it, and it'll say black dress shirt, white dress shirt. So you can use this to identify a number of things, it does have built-in help. It also will allow you to record memos.
ID mode. Browsing. Memo.
I need to call 555-555-5555 at 1 p.m.
I need to call 555-555-5555 at 1 p.m.
Okay, so now...
System mode.
If I go back to memos mode...
ID mode. Invent. Browsing. Memo.
I need to call 555-555-5555 at 1 p.m.
Okay, and I can have multiple memos in here. The 2 gigs of onboard storage gives you plenty of room to record these. I'm going to delete this memo because I don't really need to call anybody at 1 p.m.
Press the erase button again to delete the following message.
I need to call 555-555-5555 at 1 p.m.
Message erased.
Okay, so the erased key is the square key, which is above the round key. The round key is the record key. To the right of that, you have your up and down arrow, which allow you to move through selections. And on the right of that, you have a long rectangle, which allows you to move through the different modes of the IDmate Summit. And to let you know that if you are a current IDmate Omni customer and you would like to upgrade to the IDmate Summit, we do have upgrade pricing available. You can contact us at our website, www.floridareading.com, or you can email me with questions or comments, patrick@floridareading.com. If you'd like a demo of this and you do live in Florida, definitely feel free to contact us, and we'd be happy to show you or your agency. Okay. If you already do own the IDmate Omni, I still think that it's worthwhile to get the upgrade. The main reason is the size, obviously. And the other reason is that the database in the IDmate Summit, because of the extra memory afforded it, is a lot more detailed, a lot more expansive. There's a lot more room in the IDmate Summit for expansion. The other really neat thing is that when new firmware is released for the IDmate Summit, you don't actually have to send your unit back to Envision America. You can do the update yourself with your SD card. So lots of different reasons to upgrade if you already have one. And if you don't have one, Lots and lots of reasons to want to get one. Again, my email information is patrick@floridareading.com, or you can visit our website, Florida Reading and Vision, for the latest products and services at www.floridareading.com. Thank you.